Waiting. What does that word feel like to you? How does it make you feel? Waiting. I am not one that likes to wait. I'm guessing that most of us are that way. When we can get free 2-day shipping through Amazon Prime, then ordering something from another company and having to wait 5 days or a week, that seems like forever to get something in the mail. We are not people that like to wait. But today I'm talking specifically about waiting for God to use you in a big way. Ladies, when you were teenagers, is your testimony similar to mine? You surrendered to the Lord as a teenager and had huge dreams and goals and imaginations of the way that God was going to use you. You were going to marry this person. You were going to go out and do this thing. You were going to turn the world upside down for him. Maybe you're sitting there 10, 15, 20, 30 years later, and it doesn't seem that the Lord has used you in a big way, the way that he dreamed. You dreamed he would use you when you surrendered to him. Does it feel that what you do from day to day, changing diapers or going to a job that doesn't even seem like a spiritual work, does that seem like a difficult thing to you as you wonder, when is God going to really use me for something important? If you have that feeling, I would like to encourage you by having us think about the life of Jesus Christ. First of all, the Bible tells us that God brought Jesus to the earth in the fullness of time. You know that there's 400 years of silence from the Lord between the writing of the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and the Gospels, when Jesus was born and lived on earth? 400 years. God is not in a hurry. And then he brought Jesus to earth, and I believe the age of 12, he was in the temple. I believe Jesus probably knew from his father what he was meant to do with his life. Jewish boys often at the age of 12, that is the time that they were considered to become a man and they were brought into the father's business. And so it could have been that God the Father told Jesus about the cross when he was 12 years old. That would be an immense weight to think about. But after that, he went back home. And we don't really know anything about him until he was 30 years old when his ministry started. Probably he was in the carpenter shop for the next 18 years, taking care of his mother. He would have been the oldest child, and it was up on the oldest to take care of your mother. If your father had passed away, Joseph is no longer mentioned. We're guessing Mary was then a widow. All those years doing a work that did not seem like a spiritual work. Jesus had to wait. He had to wait a long time. The Bible says that he grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Even though he was God and he was perfect, he still had a maturing process. And ladies, God has that for us too. What you are doing today is worthwhile to the Lord, or he wouldn't have asked you to do it. Even if it's watching little kids at home, it's caring for an elderly parent, doing something that seems very hidden, very unimportant, very unspiritual. Just doing the daily grind. To God, that is something important, or he would give you something else. What you are doing matters to the Lord, and he's using it to mature you into the person he needs you to be for yourself and for others. So let's have joy in waiting. Let's find the greatness in each day and live it to the fullest, giving our very best to the Lord. I love you, ladies. I hope you have a great week. Let's walk in love. Loving God means loving others.